Thursday's Roundup, sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Get ready for a show full of energy, world records, and the opportunity to learn absolutely nothing.
Hey!
Tune in for some fun, knowledge, and of course, frivolous information.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Ride them in.
How you doing, sir?
You've been practicing.
I have been, yes.
Working on his underarm skills there. Yeah, good job.
So, don't shake my left hand.
Sometime if you want a lesson in it, just let me know.
Oh, so, okay. The teachings that happen at June's daycare.
Absolutely.
She's gone.
I've taught many over the years. I don't know if the state licensor knows about that particular thing or
I'm
not.
Sure they do
probably
now.
Probably now. Yes. Yep, they do.
How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, we're good.
You have a good night?
Yes, we did. Yes.
Did you get in trouble?
No. Pretty relaxing. You know, and
Hallmark night?
Nope. Just a little nappy poo, and then went to bed. So got a little bit of a pre-nap. It was like the pre-game show for the night, and then went to bed. Some people say, well, if I fall asleep, then I can't. When I go to bed, I can't go to sleep. No, I don't have any problem with that. Just like continuation.
Yeah, I didn't sleep very well.
You didn't?
No.
What was going on?
I don't know. I took my nighttime meds. You know, just. Huh. Went to sleep. I went to bed about 9 o'clock.
How many Mountain Dews did you have before
none,
that?
None. I don't.
Okay.
I didn't fall asleep till like 11:30.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. That's too bad. I see you didn't shave again this morning. So yeah, exactly.
I think I'm getting too many naps at work, Phil.
I thought it was no shave November. You're doing it in October then.
I'm early.
Oh, you're early.
Yeah, I'm early.
You're gonna have
to see my legs.
Oh, you're gonna play Santa Claus this year? Are you?
No. I don't have to. I mean, I'm Santa Claus all the time.
Yeah.
Hey, so last night, you know, I got to put away my volleyball gear.
Right.
Okay, so that's all done. And then all my softball.
Not doing any postseason?
No, I didn't put any in for it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the WA called and said, hey, Henry, we've noticed that you didn't fill out an availability survey for your volleyball. And I said, you're exactly right. I didn't. And then they go, do you want to? And I go, nope, I'm good. So, I like volleyball. I'm just, I do it to help coaches and athletics.
Get a rest.
Yep. I do. So I put that stuff away. I put all my baseball and softball gear away. Cleaned it in the dishwasher. So you just put that stuff in the dishwasher and it dries.
Congratulations. You're going to be honored by the hometown.
Yeah, isn't that awesome? That's pretty neat.
Yeah,
that's really, really neat. So I was the only one on the ballot, but that's really...
Yeah, there you go. Only one that showed up.
Yeah, but no, that's really neat. So, yeah, what was it, umpire of the year?
For the Western section?
For the Western section. Uh-huh. So, that's...
So you must not have made them real mad this year.
Or I've made them all mad, so, you know, if we do this, we get rid of him.
Oh, okay.
But I think I was the only one on the ballot.
Okay. Well, so, congrats.
Well, appreciate that. Yeah. But, yeah, that's kind of neat. So, but, you know, so I got to put all that stuff away, so I'm ready to go.
Ready for B-ball?
Well, a couple weeks off would help me, you know, just... So, I didn't know I had so much gear. Uh-huh. So, I do have extra gear, and I'm taking it to a young man out of Viroqua.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. He's starting, it's his second year of umpiring. Does a really, really nice job. He's just a junior in high school, and he's looking for gear. And I said, you know what? Why not give it to him?
Yeah, there you go.
So, I got a couple shirts for him. I got some shin guards, chest protector, and it's good stuff, a full mask.
Nice to have a younger person.
Yes, it is.
Interested in it, right?
So, anyway. And I figured out that you have cheated in Rock'em Sock'em Robots this morning.
No, I haven't cheated.
You did, sir.
How have I cheated?
Because you just have. I mean, my guy's stuck.
He's not stuck.
He's stuck. Ah! I won.
I think you got me.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you did.
It's all over.
My head popped up. Huh. I don't know. I think it's rigged. Oh, I got you.
I had you first, though.
Uh-huh. We need the Fox cam.
We need the oil.
Oh
my God.
Man.
Yeah. Maybe there's too much oil, Phil. Anyway, a couple items in the news this morning that people need to know about.
What's that?
Well, the world's largest pair of jeans, Philip, measured 250 feet long.
You're off your diet?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
A Chinese textile company assembled more team of more than 30 garment makers to break the Guinness Book of World Record for the largest pair of jeans. The garment makers in Yulin City, China, spent 18 days working to create the massive pants that measure 250 feet long, 5 inches, and have a waist circumference of 190 feet and 10 inches.
Wow.
I'm really off my diet. The jeans featured 18,044 feet of denim, 25 feet and 59 inches of zipper, and 3 foot and 94 inch stainless steel button.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the tremendous trousers weighed a staggering 7,936 pounds.
Oh, that'd be really hard on the clothesline.
Talking about Jolly Green Giant. Did you hear what happened in the NLCS game 2 at the Dodgers dugout?
The snake?
Yes.
I read that yesterday.
You did? Okay, yeah. So we're going to skip that.
Well, no, it was kind of exciting, though. Yeah. One of the grounds crew had to pick him up and take the snake out.
The most surprising play in game 2 of the National League Championship Series happened off the field when a snake was found in the L.A. Dodgers dugouts.
Huh.
Said, I walked into a dugout during the fifth inning and spotted the small serpent nearby. I was hoping it was a rally snake.
Or a fake one.
Or a fake one.
Rubber snake, yeah. But it was the real deal.
A Las Vegas man spent nearly 23 hours going up and down the stairs in his home to break the Guinness World Record for the fastest time to ascend and descend the height of Mount Everest on his in-home stairs. Sean Greasley had to climb and descend a distance of 29,031 feet and 5.5 inches on his stairs and home to match the height of the world's tallest mountain. He live streamed his attempt on U-Team, finishing after 22 hours and 57 minutes and 2 seconds.
Wow.
Do you have nothing better to do?
He has to be in good shape, though.
But do you still have nothing better to do than to do that?
Probably not.
Yes.
You know? That's
maybe I should do that.
I don't even like going. You know, we have stuff downstairs.
I don't even like going downstairs.
Right. We have a kitchen downstairs, and June will borrow the ketchup or something, you know, like maybe ranch or something, and I'll be like, hey, where's the ketchup? Oh, it's downstairs. Oh. Then I have to.
Going downstairs is not the problem. It's coming back up.
Do I really want ketchup that bad to go all the way down the stairs?
If it was soy sauce, all you have to do is scrape it underneath the fridge.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well.
Our chocolate sauce. I just want to make sure those things don't die on you.
Oh, right. Yeah, until I make another mess.
Have you made a mess lately?
I don't think so, but you'll have to ask
Maybe we should give a call to June in the near future to see the messes that Phil leave.
That would be not good. No. What? No, because I'm sure there's something that I've forgotten about that I messed up.
Well, I think it would be an awesome phone call to have, you know, just to...
We'll wait for Packer Bear Week.
No, you just get it all done in 1 week.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, this could be an interesting year, Packers and Bears.
So apparently I'm going to the Packers 49ers game.
You are?
Yes.
Do you have a ticket?
Well, unbeknown to me, I have to buy them.
Oh.
My son calls and says, hey, Dad, let's go to a football game.
Oh.
I said, that's awesome.
Father-son thing?
Yeah. Yeah. And then he goes, let's go to the 49er-Packer game. I said, first of all, what time does it start? 3:25. That's a horrible time to come home because you're not going to be home till 11 if you're lucky.
Past Hank's beauty sleep time.
And he goes, yeah. He goes, we could leave around 9. And I said, all right, do you have the tickets? He goes, no, you're going to have to get them. I said, that's fine. I said, I just got you. Then he goes, well, what about Haley? And I said, see if sis wants to go, you know. Oh, yeah, she wants to go. So dad's going to the 49er game and the Packer game.
What's the date on that?
The 24th, isn't it, or something like that, of November?
November, okay. Okay. Well, you'll probably have to bundle up a little bit. What about the going rate for the tickets?
Well, they're anywhere from $388 to up to $2,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
See, and I want to sit on the Green Bay side because if you're in the 49ers side, you're going to see the sun all day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to battle the sun.
I do that at AmFam Field too.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I don't want to be on the first base side because you just get just, and I'm like, shut the roof. Come on. Jeepers. Shut the roof. Jeez, melting here. You're on the third base side. You're not so bad.
Okay. Yeah. But I want to be on the Packers side because the sun's not killing you all game long.
Right.
So.
Right. But 24th of November, you might be all right.
I could be. Yeah. You probably may want the sun.
Right. Well, you're going to have to get a part-time job to get those tickets there, my friend.
Oh, I tell you what. I just got back from my vacation.
You did?
Yeah. You know, I went up north to Lloyd.
Right. So. You made it further than I did this summer. Oh, boy. Lot to do there, though.
Yeah. There's a lot to do. Yeah.
Got the community center there.
Yeah,
I went to first grade at the Lloyd Community Center.
Did you really?
I did. Yep.
They closed it down after you, didn't
they? They did. There's a historical marker there. In the bathroom, I wrote.
Yes.
Oh, well.
For a good time called PH132.
It was only first grade then. It was like, for play in the sandbox day, call 585-2793.
Did they actually have a full number back then?
Yeah, they did. We had a party line.
I had a party line.
Probably got a busy signal if you tried it. But that was my saving grace when the teacher tried to call home. You know, we were on a party line, so it was hard to get through.
It was every day then.
Yeah. Well, I guess I couldn't get through to your mother. Anyway. Well,
one more thing here,
One more thing.
A Washington woman who has been feeding raccoons near her home for 35 years, okay, ended up calling the authorities. She found that when she found her home surrounded by over 100 of these critters.
They spread the word.
And she's wondering, why do they keep coming? You've been feeding them over 100. So, and the state said that it's $500 per raccoon to trap and release them.
Wow.
They wouldn't get fed for me from now.
No, but they might.
But they didn't understand, well, why does all of them come here? Well, it's free food. They're scavengers.
Yep. You don't feed them, though, they might attack you.
That's what she goes at there's a video of it and she walks right through them. They don't care.
Oh, they don't. Okay.
No, they don't care. Huh. That's just like the people feed the deer, in their driveway. You just throw corn and they come. And the more you feed, the more they come.
Right. So well, I've got
just like me and you. You're going to feed us. We're coming.
I have a slinky now to protect my birthday.
Yes, you do. From Pastor Diane. That's awesome.
Pastor Diane at Willow Valley United Methodist gave me a slinky yesterday when she stopped by.
Have you played with it yet?
No. It's in the box. I'm just going to have to keep it away from my granddaughters because they'll want it. They might bend it. It's a metal one. It's a cool one.
That's the way they're supposed to go, though.
Yeah, most of them are plastic.
But then we can take the wire and use it to fix fence and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, that's what I used to do.
Yeah.
And secure my toy box so other kids can get it.
Buddy, have a good day. Be kind.
Hey, you bet. That's old Hank Gray.